Welcome to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. This is Jimmy Lakey, and I'm delighted that you are joining us for this half hour. You can reach Call to Freedom at Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or by going to the website at www.freedomstreet.org. If you want to leave a message or order a word-powered daily reading Bible guide or a Freedom Street Express newsletter, you can call us toll-free at 1-877-917-7256 and leave your name and address, including your zip code. If you want to talk to Barbara right now, she is expecting your call. You may call that same toll-free number, 1-877-917-7256, to speak to her. And now, let's join Barbara in the studio.
Welcome to Call to Freedom. God bless you today for tuning in. Today has been just really extraordinary. This morning, Rachel texted me that she was going to be out, that she had a sick day. And then TJ, who usually takes the board as producer of Call to Freedom, he called in sick. And so it fell on Nicole. God bless you, Nicole. Now, she was supposed to be home because she had been here since 5 in the morning. And it's the afternoon now, folks, but thank you, Nicole, for coming in and getting this program on the air, or my live programs wouldn't go on the air without producers, great producers. So thank you. And Proverbs 11:23, today is so good. The desire of the righteous ends only in good. Oh, God was with the righteous today. March 4th. And put that in your little journal, if you have a journal or note card. God was with the righteous today, Proverbs 11:23, March 4th, 2024, because the Supreme Court of the United States ruled in favor of President Trump. Now, 9-0, and what a blessed victory, because 3 of those justices on the Supreme Court are liberals. 2 were appointed by Barack Obama, and 1 by Biden, and yet all 9 agreed that this was not a good call, and it was unanimous. Praise God. So the victory belongs to the conservatives of Colorado. You can cheer now. Yes, cheer, because now you know there are ridiculously stupid people in power in Colorado. I'm telling you, including the Supreme Court of Colorado, how dare they make these unmerited things happen and say that it is justice? Oh, it has not been for a long time. Oh, praise the Lord for his wonderful victory. I hope you're cheering with me, because all morning long before I got to the studio, I was praising God and thanking him. I was at the piano singing, "Who is like unto thee, O Lord among gods? Who is like unto thee, glorious in holiness?" Oh, awesome in praises, working wonders. Praise the Lord. I'm so glad that it was 9-0 for the Supreme Court. The justices. Oh, there are more that are going to come up, and hopefully it will be in the favor of the conservatives and the constitutionalists, who are, I believe, the majority in the United States. We just hear from a minority who are very loud and vicious. But God, oh, God bless America today. You are blessed to dispense, for in him you live and move and have your being. And tomorrow, remember, vote. March the 5th, go to your polling place and vote. Hand that ballot to someone, a volunteer, and let your vote be counted here in Colorado. And I know some of you listening in Wyoming and Nebraska and Kansas and the panhandle of Oklahoma and New Mexico and the Western Slope, well, not the Western Slope, because we realize how important this ruling is. Now, those of you in these other states, you had President Trump on the ballot, but we were looking at a future in November with no President Trump. And I don't know if our write-ins would have done any different with the power that we have in Colorado. So what a victory for the people in Colorado. Oh, praise the Lord. just not for a reminder anymore, because we are in this last week before the meeting, which is this Saturday on March the 9th. We have breakfast at 8:30, and the meeting will start at 10 o'clock. We have longer days now, and even though there may be snow, it's warmer. We had snow yesterday, and it just melted as it came down. Praise God. And as you know, Resurrection Sunday is March the 31st, and we will be celebrating the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. We will have lunch afterwards, and those whose last name begins with A through M bring a salad or finger food, and those with a last name that begins with N through Z bring dessert. And I'm serving turkey. I know it's only been 3 months, though, but 3 months is quite a while from Thanksgiving. So I thought serving turkey and scalloped potatoes and sweet potatoes might be really fun for this weekend. And for reservations, call me at 1-877-917-7256, and Jimmy will give you that number at the end of this broadcast. I hope to see you this Saturday to celebrate Resurrection Day. What a blessing it's going to be. And from the ACLJ, they are talking about abortion right now, and it's going to come up before the Supreme Court. And they're saying something major is going down. A federal appeals court overturned Biden's massive expansion of the abortion pill. Although I just heard on the radio coming to the studio that President Biden and pharmaceutical companies have conspired to have free, over-the-counter, no more prescriptions, over-the-counter abortion pills available to all those women who can't control their sexual drive. Yep, that's what it is, folks. That's what it is. So they're going before the Supreme Court, the ACLJ, the American Center for Law and Justice, and this drug kills more people. This pill kills more babies than any other kind of abortion. Just remember that, and you can get it now free over the counter. Oh, God help us. Biden and the abortion industry rushed to court, and now this case is at the Supreme Court. This massive win could be quickly undone if we don't take urgent action. We just filed 3 new briefs in the case on behalf of pro-life organizations to deliver a crushing blow to abortion. The abortion giant is reeling, but as we battle the limitless taxpayer-funded resources of Biden and Planned Parenthood at the Supreme Court, we need you, and you know what it is. It takes millions of dollars. And so, and you say, well, what will my $10 do? If you get 1,000 people with $10, you can see what it will do. Have your gift doubled if you go to ACLJ.org. Again, that's ACLJ.org to double to fight the defeat abortion. And then you can sign the petition while you're there, defeat abortion at the Supreme Court. Praise God for that overwhelming win. 9-0 at the Supreme Court. I just could hardly believe it this morning as I turned on the news and heard it. Oh, prayer just really does change things, doesn't it, folks? Hallelujah. Our memory verse for this week is Psalm 20, verse 1 through 8. And it's really Psalm 20, verse 7. But when I start reading Psalm 20, it's like, oh, which one am I going to talk about? May the Lord answer you. He has. May the Lord answer you in the day of trouble. May the name of the Lord of Jacob set you securely on high. May he send you help from the sanctuary and support you from Zion. May he remember all your meal offerings. Have you given your offering with thanksgiving? I'm asking you right now. Have you given your offering and find your burnt offering acceptable? May he grant you your heart's desire and fulfill all your counsel. We will sing for joy over your victory, O Lord. And in the name of our God, we will set up our banners, banners of victory. May the Lord fulfill all your petitions, all your requests. That's right. He will, in Jesus' name. Now I know that the Lord saves his anointed. He will answer him from his holy heaven with the saving strength of his right hand. And we know in the Old Testament, the right hand referred to Jesus, who is now seated at the right hand of God the Father. Verse 7 is the one we're going to focus on this week. Some boast in chariots and some in horses, but we will boast in the name of the Lord our God. And the passion I find so good. Some find their strength in their weapons and worldly reasoning. Oof. But my miracle deliverance can never be won by men. That is absolutely true. Without God, oh, We will. Where would we be without God? My confession for today by Rick Renner. I confess that I have spiritual weapons to defeat the enemy. I walk in those weapons and use them every time the devil tries to attack my life or the lives of those I love, because I have the whole armor of God, the belt of truth, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the shield of faith, the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit. I am fit and equipped to shove back every assault the devil may try to bring against me. God has more than adequately outfitted me with every weapon I need to maintain the victory Jesus has obtained for you and me. Hallelujah. I declare this by faith in Jesus' name. Oh, what a great, great affirmation. These confessions, 365 days of confession, you can get that at Rick Renner. It's beautiful devotions every day, and I've been using them now for 4 years. They're just beautiful. So in Jesus' name, we have all the tools we need, the blood of Jesus, the name of Jesus, and all the wonderful prayer that we can lift up to God, and He is sure to answer us. He is sure to answer us. Last week, Kimberly was giving us great insight on the sanctuary in the Old Testament and the sanctuary in the New Testament, a sanctuary not built with man's hands, and you know that's you and me. We're God's sanctuaries in the New Testament. And Paul says our bodies are the temple of Holy Spirit. This revelation comes from the realization that the spirit of mammon that has influenced so many, including the church, is alive and well on planet Earth. God is cleansing and preparing His body to not only see the evil that is happening, but confronting it in the manner that we have learned from Holy Spirit through prayer and fasting. And as you were hearing from Rick Renner, God has equipped us with the tools to guarantee a victory. Oh, praise God, a great victory. The earthly Babylon and the people of Chaldea thought they were untouchable. I'm going to go into a little history today before I go into more spiritual things tomorrow. They were the world power. Babylon was the world power, something that Russia and Iran and the U.S. are striving for. World power. They want to become the power of the world. And we know that China is one of the greatest powers. They've overtaken us in the building of ships, the building of planes and jets and rockets. They are outdoing the United States right now. But we know that if God is for us, who can be against us? And the majority of the American people, I truly believe, have an awareness of a God in the heaven and Jesus Christ. So they thought they were untouchable. And at that time, when a country took over or defeated other countries, it was worldwide. Babylon had power over all the then nations in the world, just as Alexandria and Greece came along and destroyed all the nations before him. It seems so ridiculous when you see all the wars and the hunger and people running to seek shelter that these nations are striving to get world power instead of helping the poor and the struggling. Oh, for instance, okay, Egypt could open those southern boundaries and let the Palestinian people come through and erect a tent cities for them. No, they've closed all the doors to those precious people. So it's not Israel that is driving to kill these people. It's other countries that are preventing these Palestinians from being free. So we have a lot to get through, friends. Oh, we really do. God used the heathen king Cyrus to destroy Babylon on this earth, and it has never risen again. You look for the city of Babylon now, you will not find it. God knows how to bring down pride and the power and the powers there and get results. As our verse says in Psalm 20, verse 7, some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. In these last days, another Babylon has risen, and it's a world system of the spirit of mammon. I was talking about this last week, and you can find this in Revelation 18, the downfall of the spirit of mammon, the economic world. And so the spirit of mammon is an evil spirit that arose during the idol worship of the Syrian rule. Here's a short history, and I do believe I have a call. And so, hello.
Hi, Barbara. I'm calling from Boulder, Colorado, and I just wanted to share something with you for a few moments, if I can.
Oh, sure. And what is your name?
Well, my name is, Anne.
Okay, all right. That's my middle name. Anne, I will let you speak.
Well, I have listened to you for a long, long time, and number one, I will miss Darren. I liked it when you toured. But last week, I was in the bathroom, and I had a cancer on my face. Well, I looked in the mirror, and about a foot-long blood shot out from my face into the
goodness.
Mirror, and it disappeared.
Oh, my goodness.
And then a little tiny bit started to run off the mirror, and I touched it, it disappeared. And there was just the blood of Jesus just cured me of the cancer and diseases. And I like to hear you talk about the blood of Jesus. And I just wanted to share my marvelous, wonderful thing that happened to me.
Oh, a miracle, Anne, a miracle. So many people have asked for miracles, and you had the faith, as Jesus said so many times in the New Testament, and you probably know this, your faith has made you whole. Your faith, Anne, has made you whole, and you took that blood of Jesus, and in the name of Jesus, that is absolutely astounding. Would you be able to either email me at BarbaraCarmack@freedomstreet.org or send me a note? Jimmy will give you the address and let me know about your miracle, because I would like to I'd like to put it in a future newsletter.
Barbara, I'm sorry, I don't have any computers or anything, but I just wanted to tell you because I'm just overjoyed, speechless, and the blood of Jesus and the healing I had. And, well, I just wanted to tell you, and miracles do happen.
Yes, they do. And I am so appreciative of this. Now, you don't need a computer to write me a note about your miracle, Anne. Okay?
Well,
you can just make out
a little
note.
I don't write.
Oh, okay.
Well,
you're going to use excuses, but that's okay.
I just won't do that. I just want to share that with you because I'm glad to hear you and wanted to tell you miracles do happen, and
Yes.
So thankful and happy in the blood of Jesus.
Well, God bless you.
We
are rejoicing with you, Anne. God bless you. They do. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you so much. God bless you and keep you well till Jesus calls you home. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, that is so good. It's wonderful to hear a manifested miracle. There are few and few right now today, friends. There really are. They used to be numerous when Oral Roberts was here and when John Lake was here and when E.W. Kenyon was here. And there are fewer. And I am so grateful. And you called in. Praise God. And I'm going to try to write that in a future express anyway to let people know that miracles do happen today. And even when I'm talking about Babylon falling and things are going to happen this day, as so often God says in the Word, and especially in the Old Testament, in one day, Israel was going to become a nation. In one day. And in 1948, in May of 1948, Israel became a nation in one day by the signature of President, God bless him. God bless him. It was Eisenhower and Truman, excuse me. And President Truman signed a paper, and Israel became a state in one day. Oh, praise the Lord. Wow, this is a great miracle. Well, I'm going to go on with a little bit of history before I get, this has been so good. And you know what? This morning when I heard that Rachel wouldn't be here and TJ was sick, and I thought, oh, my goodness, shall I just call in the station and have a recorded encore show? And it was like Holy Spirit says, no, you don't. This is an important day. And I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful I came to the studio today. Oh, praise God. Oh, the Assyrians were the inhabitants of a country that became a mighty empire dominating the Middle East from the 9th to the 7th century BC. Now, the Assyrians are important because they were always a thorn in Israel's side, always, all through the Old Testament. And the Assyrians are Syria today. That's right. The Assyrians then are the Arabs of Syria today. They conquered an area that comprises now of Iraq, Syria, Jordan, and Lebanon, but mostly Syria, where the air bases on the U.S. air bases have been bombed in Syria. In the 7th century B.C., Assyria occupied and controlled the eastern shores of the Mediterranean Sea, which is now mostly occupied by the Palestinians, Hamas, as you know in the news. They are along the seashore. The capital of Assyria was Nineveh, one of the greatest cities of the ancient times. You know Nineveh. You've read about it in Jonah. Excavations in Mesopotamia have confirmed the Bible's description that it took 3 days' journey to go around this city, and you'll see that in Jonah 3, verse 3. The Assyrians were a fierce and cruel nation who showed little mercy to those they conquered, and you can read that in 2 Kings 19, verse 16 through 19. And Hezekiah was king then of Judah when the Assyrians came down upon him like a flood, like a million men who came down upon him. Do you know what Hezekiah did? He prayed. Yep, he did. He saw this enemy coming, this real enemy coming. I mean, with all of their equipment and artillery and men coming down towards Judah. And here he said, "Bend down, O Lord, and listen." This is 2 Kings 19:16. "Open your eyes, O Lord, and see. Listen to Sennacherib's words," and he was the leader of Assyria, "and the Biden administration's defiance against the living God." We could put in the Biden administration instead of Sennacherib. "It is true, Lord, that the kings of Assyria have destroyed all these nations, and they have thrown the gods of these nations into the fire and burned them." But of course, the Assyrians could destroy them. They were not gods at all. Now, he's talking about the gods of these nations. They're made of wood and metal and all kinds of earth metals. And they were not gods at all, only idols of wood and stone shaped by human hands. And as you read through Isaiah, you realize that God speaks many times about the idols we worship today. Idols of cars and homes and luxury items and men cheating and swindling over all this power and all these riches and the money. That's that spirit of mammon again. In verse 19 of 2 Kings 19, "Now, O Lord our God, rescue us from his power. Then all the kingdoms of the earth will know that you alone, O Lord, are God." And that's what God's people desire above anything else, that the glory of the Lord will cover all the earth. This was Hezekiah's prayer. What a beautiful prayer. So the Assyrians were a thorn in the side of Israel. And in 2 Corinthians 12:7, when Paul is pleading with God to take that thorn from his flesh, several times in the Old Testament, the thorns in the flesh were the evil people around the people of God. And that's what it says here. The Assyrians were a thorn in the side of Israel in 2 Kings 19. Beginning in 733 BC under King Tilgath-Pileser, Assyria took the northern kingdom's land and carried the inhabitants into exile. Now that was Israel. And Samaria fell 3 years later. That was the northern kingdom. This event fulfilled Isaiah's prophecy that God would use Assyria as the rod of his anger. And it was against Israel, of course, because Israel is God's precious apple of his eye. And they were so disobedient and stiff-necked and rebellious that God had to punish them. And he did that through the Assyrians, through the Babylonians. The Assyrian Empire was implementing God's judgment against the idolatrous Israelites. The sovereign God takes full credit as the source of Assyria's authority. Secular history records that in 703 BC, Assyria, under King Sennacherib, suppressed a major Chaldean challenge, the Babylonians. Given the Assyrian threat against Israel, it is understandable that the prophet Jonah did not want to travel to Nineveh. Would you want to go into Tehran today. Would you? Would you want to travel to Iran and go into Tehran? Well, that's what Nineveh was like then. And you know why Jonah, he hid in the bottom of the ship until they threw him over, and then he was swallowed by a whale. Barbara, do you actually believe that? Well, yes, Jesus spoke of him. Jesus spoke of Jonah in the New Testament. When he eventually arrived in the Assyrian capital, Jonah preached God's impending judgment. After hearing Jonah's message, the king of Assyria, the cruel and evil king, and the entire city of Nineveh repented, and God returned his anger away for a time. The grace of God was extended even to the Assyrians, as you can see today, folks. In the 14th year of Hezekiah's reign in 701 BC, the Assyrians under Sennacherib took 46 of Judah's fortified cities. That's like somebody coming into the United States and sweeping through the eastern coast, taking New York and Pennsylvania, West Virginia, and North Carolina, South Carolina, taking all those beautiful cities, 46 of them. And they laid siege to Jerusalem. The Assyrian king engraved upon his steel that he had the king of Judah caught like a caged bird in his own country. However, even though Sennacherib's army occupied Judah up to the very doorstep of Jerusalem, and even though Sennacherib's emissary, Rakshaka, boasted against God and Hezekiah, Assyria was rebuffed. Hezekiah prayed, and God promised that the Assyrians would never set foot inside the city of Jerusalem. And you can read that in Isaiah 37, verse 33. God, it was God who slew 185,000 Assyrian forces in one night. Isaiah 37, verse 36. And Sennacherib returned to Nineveh, where he was slain by his own sons as he worshiped his god Nisroch. And what did his god Nisroch do for him? Nothing. Nada. Zip. Nothing. Oh, so we're so grateful for a God who intervenes and brings about justice. Oh, friends, he brings about justice. I know sometimes we think he's slow in answering, but he is never slow in answering. Oh, God bless you and keep you. Remember that wonderful miracle by Anne. If you're asking God for a request, a physical one, a financial one, God is going to come through for you. He truly is. Just believe and receive in Jesus' name. God bless you and keep you until I see you tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. You may get in touch with Barbara at Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado 80237, or you may leave your message at 1-877-917-7256. Call to Freedom is a listener-supported radio ministry. Barbara and her power partners invite you to come on board with us and become a network of hands holding up Call to Freedom Ministry. Power partners support Call to Freedom with prayer and monthly financial support. You will be blessed supernaturally. We invite you to visit Call to Freedom's website, www.freedomstreet.org, where you can hear Barbara's daily radio broadcast 24 hours a day or order materials. You may share your praise reports and heart cries by mailing them to Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado 80237, or you may email us at BarbaraCarmack@freedomstreet.org. Until next time, remember, Jesus loves you, Barbara loves you, and take joy in